Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Joining us today is the Stewart Police Chief, David Reha. The Stewart City Council approved to purchase new equipment that include laptops and radios for the Stewart Police Department. Just how big is that for you guys, and how big is that for your everyday job?
I mean, it's huge. So in our line of work with, you know, police work, we're in constant communication with dispatchers, with other officers. We work in a unique spot where we're on the interstate. We're in the kind of the four corner area between four different counties. So we do a lot of mutual aid calls where we might be helping a different agency. And right now, currently, we only had one portable radio to share amongst all of our officers. So, you know, you can imagine certain calls, there might be more than one Stewart officer at. We can't even talk to each other, let alone talk to dispatch or talk to other people. So having those radios is essential. We can't do our job without them. You know, it's unfortunate that they cost as much as they do, but, you know, unfortunately, that's something we don't have any control over. These new radio systems are designed differently. In the old days, we could maybe talk to a county or two away from us on our portable radios. Then they did what was called narrow banding, where they kind of made the power of the frequency smaller so it didn't go as far, and that enabled them to get more frequencies out of the spectrum. The problem with that, though, is it made our radio communications to the point where we could only talk to maybe units that were half a county away. So we could talk to dispatch, but if there was a deputy clear on the other side of the county, we wouldn't be able to talk to them on our radios. These new radios, we can talk to an officer in Davenport if we wanted to. And it would come in crystal clear because it works with a completely different system. So it gives us a lot better communications with officers all around the state if need be, if there's a natural disaster or something were to happen. But unfortunately, there's a cost with that technology, and so it is what it is. But having them will be extremely important to us.
And we're speaking with Stewart Police Chief Dave Reha. And could you talk about the funding that goes into paying for these radios and laptops?
So one of the things that I had suggested, the city has received some money from the American Rescue Plan with COVID. The money was, part of the money's already came into the city. And really what that money was designed for, the federal government handed it out to the states, which then handed it out to the cities and counties. And it's supposed to be used for a wide range of things. But one of those things that is a suggested use for that money is technology improvements with the police department. So it's a way that we can, you know, purchase some of this equipment without needing to raise taxes or use, you know, money that might be going to a different department or something like that. So it allows us to do it kind of, you know, in a better financial sense. The city also asked me to apply for the Guthrie County Foundation grant, which we did, but that would go to cover some of the cost to the radios and the computers.
You talked a lot about the radios, but what about the laptops? How will that make your job easier?
Sure. So in the last probably, you know, 5 years, everything has transitioned. I mean, when I first started 12 years ago, everything was on paper. You know, if we wrote a citation, we wrote it with a pen. If we wrote a report, even sometimes they were, you know, still with pens. But the courts all the way, you know, everywhere in Iowa have switched to an e-file system where everything has to be electronic. Whether it's citations, whether it's reports, whether it's anything that we do, we have to have access to a computer. So the best way that I explain it to people, because sometimes people might wonder why we have all this equipment in our cars, that car is no different than our office. So whereas maybe a business person might have an office in a building and a desk and a computer and a fax machine and all that stuff, we have to have that stuff in our vehicle because that's our office for the shift. The other thing that we use computers for outside of just paperwork, we communicate with dispatch through that computer. So when someone calls 911 and the dispatcher answers it, they can send us information through the computer about the call. They can communicate with us through like a instant messenger system. We can also talk to other officers through that system. So maybe we're talking about something that's sensitive and we don't want to broadcast it over a radio frequency where multiple people can hear it. Maybe it's a private communication that we need to have with, or a sensitive communication. We can do that through that system. We can type them a message. They can type us a message back. The other thing that it allows us to do is it maps the entire state of Iowa, and it shows all of the officers in our area, including us. So when I'm out in my patrol car, that computer is monitoring my GPS location. So if I get into trouble and I need help, everybody knows where I'm at because that computer is telling them where I'm at. So if someone calls on the radio and says they need help, or maybe an officer doesn't call on the radio and we don't know what's going on with them, no one can find him, we at least know where his GPS location is, and we can see that on the map and we can go straight there. Research tools, when we're looking up things, there's thousands of drugs out there, right? So I'm not a pharmacist. I don't know, by looking at a pill, I don't know what that pill may be. But having access to a computer right there in my car, I can do searches to try to figure out what these things are. So it's a wide range of things that we would use these computers for. And we initially started using computers in our cars, I think it was in 2017 or 2016. But unfortunately, those computers are designed to last 3 to 5 years, just like anyone else's computer. We use them every day. Our computers get a little exposed to things that maybe your regular office computer wouldn't, because it's in a car, it can be hot, it can be cold, it's getting bumped around. So unfortunately, our old computers were starting to die on us, and we were getting to the point where we needed new ones. And so this is, again, with the radios, this is a way that we can get not just communication technology, but also, you know, all of our report writing, all of our tickets, all that stuff. We can get new systems to do all that.
So how did you guys communicate when you had multiple Stewart police officers on one scene?
So typically, if there was a call where there was multiple Stewart officers there, we would have to use cell phones or our voices. In Stewart, we only have one officer that's assigned to a shift at any given time. However, you know, when we get busy or something major is happening, sometimes our closest backup is an off-duty Stewart officer that's at home. So it's not very, it's not uncommon to see two or three Stewart officers out on a call, because we know that we can get there quicker than maybe a deputy can from the other side of the county. So when we had one radio, there was situations, here just in the last couple months, there's been several situations where, you know, three or four of us were on a scene, and the only way to communicate is through cell phones, which, you know, is convenient compared to maybe before cell phones. But when you think about it from a standpoint of speed, you know, sometimes we don't have the 20, 30 seconds it's gonna take to pull a phone out, find the number you're gonna call, let it ring for a little while, the person answers. If an officer is in a situation that's life and death, every second matters. So for him to be able to reach down to a radio and just talk, that takes 2 seconds. Whereas, you know, pulling a phone out of your pocket and going through all those steps, that may take 20 or 30 seconds. By the time that officer's relayed the information that they needed to, they might not have, you know, might have been too late. So there were several incidents that you know, have happened over the last several years that really have shown the need for us to have multiple radios and not just have one for the department.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stewart Police Chief David Reha. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart.